Texas' primary election day has finally arrived. The polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. today, March 5th, 2024.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thanks for spending part of your Tuesday here with the Texas Minute. In an interview yesterday, Donald Trump said he hopes Texas voters dump Dade Phelan. More on that coming up. Liberal billionaire George Soros has been heavily contributing to a Democrat candidate for Harris County District Attorney. Soros has spent just over $2 million on Sean Tare's campaign to unseat incumbent Democrat Kim Ogg. A recent poll found Tare is leading Ogg in popularity by 38 points. Tare's campaign promises that he'll lobby hard against Republican pro-life laws and that he'll push for gun control measures. He also wants to stop cash bail for those accused of misdemeanor crimes. That's a class of crimes that includes harassment, assault causing bodily injury, and criminal mischief. Attorney General Ken Paxton has sued the Aledo Independent School District for illegally using official resources for electioneering purposes. According to the lawsuit, Aledo officials allowed an email from the district's communications account to be sent to a large number of recipients discussing both the budget and how the results of the primary election would impact schools. The highly charged email includes this line, quote, "Your Aledo public schools are on the ballot starting today," unquote. Of course, their schools aren't on the ballot, just candidates that school officials don't like. Aledo officials deny that their email constitutes illegal electioneering. No sooner had the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals said yesterday that Texas's new border security law could take effect, but the U.S. Supreme Court issued a late-day ruling putting it on hold until at least March 13th. The new law would make it a crime to enter Texas illegally. Any law enforcement officer in the state would be authorized to arrest and prosecute those who've crossed the border illegally. The law was supposed to take effect today. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
In an interview with Chris Salcedo on Monday, Donald Trump said Texas voters have to get rid of House Speaker Dade Phelan and other pro-Democrat Republicans. President Trump pointed to Phelan's role in killing a border security measure and the failed impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton.
You have an attorney general who's very good, and he went out and he impeached him, actually. It went out and impeached him. And as a Republican, I said, don't you have some Democrats you could worry about? Because you have a great attorney general and one of the best in the country. And they were all out to impeach him and really hurt him. And that was led by Phelan.
Phelan has two challengers in today's GOP primary, Alicia Davis and David Covey. Mr. Trump has endorsed Mr. Covey. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as keep up with the latest news at texasscorecard.com. Nick Shepard produces the Texas Minute in the 1836 studios. Today's stories were based on original reporting by Amelia McKenzie, Will Biagini, Sidney Henry, and Brandon Waltons. You can join me live at 9 p.m. tonight on X, YouTube, and Facebook to discuss the election results in real time. I look forward to seeing you then. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.